rings got out?
You gotta pedal faster.
Just show me how it works and I'll do it the next time. Okay, would you push? Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Kind of, sort of. The meeting of November 3rd is called to order. Do I hear an approval of the minutes for October 6th, 2016?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or corrections or additions or anything? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item, communications for information. Ms. Hobson.
I just wanted to share this evening that the information requested by the board regarding the Tacoma Police Department's eligibility list for police officer recruit was sent to all board members in an email on 10/27. Did you all receive that? Yes, okay. Secondly, the September 6th email that was in question regarding follow-up on the fire captain promotional list was confirmed as being sent to board members on September 6th, 2016 at 2:31 p.m.
Thank you for following that up, and I'm glad that I have a little folder for us. So I was able to check even before you got back to us, and I was ready to apologize. Thank you. Actions on matters still pending, new business.
The hearing date in the matter of Michael Bailey has been confirmed for Thursday, December 15th at 5 p.m. Second item, we have received a request for an appeal from Alice Phillips of Local 483 on behalf of Benjamin Griffin. And there is no dispute on jurisdiction, so we would just need to discuss. If you agreed to hear the case, we would need to set a date.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the request for hearing or it's an appeal, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I move that we grant the request for an appeal. Here it is. for Benjamin Griffin.
Board Member Heller.
Point of clarification.
Speak into your microphone.
Just a point of clarification, a friendly amendment. I think we're agreeing to receive the appeal and set it forward for scheduling rather than granting it.
Yeah, okay.
Friendly amendment accepted. Do I hear a second then from Ms. Heller?
Sure, I'll second it.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to do whatever Amy stated, and she's going to make the next motion. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any other questions? Next item.
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Well, I'm just a little confused. The request is for an appeal. Is this, the normal course of action?
But we are not granting the appeal. We are scheduling the hearing for the appeal.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. So if we grant their request for an appeal, that doesn't give them the appeal.
So we don't want to grant it. We just want to receive it and set it forward for.
Yeah. All right. I just try and remember what we do every month, you know, when we get one of these.
We look to Ms. Hobson to schedule. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yes,
every month.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
If I may, it's not strictly necessary for the board to actually move to actually set a hearing on this. If there's no jurisdiction, you could just direct Ms. Hobson to go ahead and schedule it with the parties, since the parties have already agreed that it's properly before the board for a hearing.
But that would be so easy.
Fair enough. Just giving you my advice.
Well, maybe she was telling us because we have one more.
We do. So if there's no discussion from the board, I will ask Ms. Hobson to set aside time for the request for the appeal received on 10-2-17 from Jeffrey Hatter. Please.
Okay, so you've moved on to the next.
Yes, so both of them need to be scheduled.
Okay. And also, Mr. Hyder, as well as the business representative from District Lodge 160, are here this evening. If you have any questions.
Being there is no question about jurisdiction, and it will be set over for hearing unless you have something you'd like to say.
Okay.
Not regarding the issue, because you'll be coming before us for the hearing, but if you'd like to introduce yourself very briefly, you may. And if you'd like to just skip out of here, you may.
Well, my name is Jeff Hyder.
Okay.
I'm Paul Miller. I'm business representative for Machines Union District 160, and thank you for scheduling with us.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for coming.
Thanks.
Considerations of matters set for public hearing, there are none this evening. Civil Service Coordinator report.
I do have a few things. As follow-up to our October meeting, there was a discussion regarding EEO data, and I wanted to let you know that I did send the third quarter report this morning via email. If you didn't receive it, please let me know.
Could you?
And then going forward, we produce that on a quarterly basis, so if that's what you prefer, I will send it on a quarterly basis.
I would very much like that. I would also like the census data so we know what the population looks like?
Yeah, Chair Summers, Joy St. Germain, the census data is actually in one line on those reports as a comparator. So if you look at the gender or the people of color, there should be one line that says U.S. Census and then for the city of Tacoma. So,
okay, but I'll look at it more carefully.
Okay.
But I didn't see that. And the other, and it's just a little minor issue, where it says greater than 50,000, I believe that should be reversed, and it should be less than or equal to 50,000 in the last column. And it drives me crazy because I fought with Stephen over this, and he found out that I was right. It says greater than, and it shouldn't be in front of the 50,000.
Okay, I'll look at that and make the correction.
Thank you.
Okay.
Minor pet peeves, sorry.
Okay.
And yes, quarterly would be lovely. Is there any objection from the board?
That sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay. And then I would like to know what the board's preference is on the study sessions, keeping in mind that we've now got three appeals. How do you want to schedule those? We would like to put the one on recruitment and that process ahead of the residency study session. But what is your preference on scheduling those?
We're going to be backed out quite a ways.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
Just speaking to the board's or my own personal ability to absorb information, it makes sense not to have a study session the same night as we have a hearing.
I would agree with that.
Well, I was just assuming that since, you know, hearings can take all night.
Did you want to talk, Board Member Sexton?
I'm sorry. No, I did not.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hanson.
I did miss the last meeting, and I understand we have two termination appeals, and there's a third hearing scheduled. I wasn't aware of that.
We did that this evening.
We have the Michael Bailey appeal, which has been scheduled for hearing for December 15th.
Okay. Yeah, I did get notice of that. Yeah.
And then the two additional are new and just brought forward this evening for the first time.
Oh, okay. Because I guess my packet was for the last meeting. I got it. Mine is dated October 6, 2016. And then I left my other packet that you mailed to me at the office. So.
The packet that you have right there right now?
Yeah, the one I have right now is for October 6th.
We hooked him up.
Thank you.
Becky.
Okay. So now, does that answer your questions?
Yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I would also urge the board to...
Please speak into your microphone and turn it on. Thank you.
I would also urge the board to schedule the hearings first, especially when we're dealing with termination hearings and people's livelihood. I think our study sessions are very important and need to be scheduled, but I would say let's do these first and then set those out.
Madam Chair? Yeah,
I
was going to say the same thing, and it's very important that those hearings get scheduled expeditiously, and then we can have the study sessions after we take care of the hearings.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
you know, since... I know that many times hearings will get delayed, perhaps unexpectedly and inadvertently delayed. I was wondering, it would be good to, have a hearing in January, but if for some reason we can't, that they're canceled, I would hope that we could schedule a study session in there at the very least, and same with the following month.
Okay, so just so I'm hearing correctly, we're going to go ahead and schedule the appeal hearings, and should those get canceled, you want to have a study session on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I think that was more of a question. Could we have a study session ready to go? In case a hearing gets canceled or delayed.
I will defer that to Director
Because it's not that uncommon that they get delayed, pushed back. And so I'm hoping that, we'll have, something on that January meeting and something on that February meeting, if they're not hearings.
My suggestion from what I have heard up here is that we schedule the hearings as quickly as possible, and that we have the recruitment and retention first in January. Now, we have not scheduled a hearing on our board meeting nights yet, so it would depend. We might have the study session and a hearing the same month. So it really depends on the schedule. But if there's not a scheduled hearing for the night of the board meeting, schedule the study session.
Okay.
Does that make it clear? It's as clear as I can make it.
Madam Chair, pardon me, that was very clear, and I followed you through all that, except... I think you're saying, and I'd be fine with that. I'd be supportive. Is that we're going to schedule the hearings whenever they need to be held, whether it's our regular meeting night or not.
Correct.
And if we could expedite these and get them done, as soon as possible, I would think that would be best. If we could get them done before January. I know holidays are coming up and people freak out about that. But, if we could schedule them, what's another day? I think as soon as possible would be best.
Understood.
Okay.
I believe that is understood by everybody.
All right. Great.
And that is also what Board Member Heller stated.
Thank you.
Are you sure you're completed?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm
good.
Done.
Anything else?
So I will be following up trying to schedule dates, so please be sure to check your email.
Yes. Daily?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I approve 4 requests for list extensions that are in your packet. The first one was a list extension for 1 year of the Communication Systems Tech 3. This list expires March 4th, 2017, and I agreed to extend it until March 4th, 2018. There are 11 people originally on the list, 1 City of Tacoma resident, and 1 person was hired from the list.
Madam Director?
Yes.
The bottom of the page, it seems like, that the certifications were continuing with the line ends, valid Washington State commercial drivers. And, I was just wondering, is the only thing we're looking for is the word license, or is there more there also?
Yes, I apologize. It is cut off. I believe it is driver's license.
Our machine, we have a new copy machine, and it's not an excuse, but it's supposed to be set to cover both sides, and apparently it did not, and that's my fault.
Do you have the original in front of you so you could read and tell us what the end was? Okay, so it's valid Washington State's commercial drivers. No, it's still cut off.
Oh, look on the back.
Oh, there we go. License with Class A by completion of probation with maintenance thereafter is required for position of Tacoma Public Utilities. First aid CPR certification prior to completion of probationary period with maintenance thereafter. Completion and maintenance of training following hiring required by WAC 296-45 to work in the vicinity of energized equipment, be able to pass background screening for applicable security access and maintain security clearance. Thank you. Do you want to see it any further?
No. So my thinking was that there was probably something more there than just the word license.
And, yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
We have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The other two are like that as well.
Is it the same on others? Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, really?
The second list extension is the communication system.
Sure. It wasn't obvious on the others.
Yeah. That was a 1 year extension. The list expires April 12th, 2017, and I approved the extension for 1 more year until 2018. There are 19 people originally on the list, 5 City of Tacoma residents. 3 were hired from the list, and 1 was a Tacoma resident. The third list extension is Communication System Tech 1. That was a 1 year extension, expires April 20th, 2017, and I approved the extension until April 20th, 2018. Here there were 134 people originally on the list and 32 residents, and there hasn't been anyone hired from that list at this time. And then the fourth extension that I approved was for a solid waste worker, a one-year extension. The list expires December 1st, 2016. So it's a one-year extension of that list as well. So that concludes my report.
Thank you. The list extension request communication system 24120-16. Last line read, completion and maintenance of training following hire required by WAC 296-45 to work in the vicinity of energized equipment, for the record.
Was there anything on, well, there's nothing on the last one.
Nope.
So that was the
nope.
only other one.
Nope.
Got it.
She's got me up to date and taken care of. Comments by the public. We have a public. Thank you so much for coming. Does anybody want to make a comment? Comments by the board. Welcome back, Board Member Hansen, and it's nice to see you, and I'm glad you had a great trip. Any other discussion? Hearing none, motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second? Okay, we're out of here. Thank you. Thank you for attending. Wendy, I do have a screen up here.
But it is for the city council.
I think you can look. See?
So I'm lying to you.
It wasn't really a lie.
Oh, yeah.
And this.